Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Rising Parent Podcast. I'm Tim, and I'm so glad to be here.
And I'm Edna, thrilled to be back with you all. Today we're diving into something super practical and honestly a game changer for a lot of families: natural consequences parenting. We're going to unpack what it is, how it works, and how you can actually use it at home to help your kids learn and grow.
Exactly, Edna. It's all about letting kids learn from their mistakes, right? No lecturing, no power struggles, just real-life learning.
Precisely. It's about turning everyday mishaps into opportunities for growth and understanding. It's a powerful tool for raising responsible and resilient kids.
So let's start with the basics. What are natural consequences?
Okay, so natural consequences are basically what happens when you don't intervene as a parent. It's the direct result of a child's actions. For instance, if a child refuses to wear a coat on a cold day,
they get cold. Simple as that. No nagging needed.
Right, and that discomfort is their teacher. They feel the consequence of their choice. It's so much more effective than us constantly saying, "Put on your coat."
Absolutely. I remember a family from our daycare had a little one who just refused to put his toys away. Every single time.
Oh, I remember that kid. A whirlwind of energy.
Exactly. So the parents decided to implement natural consequences. If he didn't put his toys away, they wouldn't be available the next day.
That's a great one.
And guess what? The first day was tough. He was upset that his favorite cars were gone. But the next day, he was putting those toys away like a little pro.
See? It works. Because he felt the impact of his choice. It wasn't just mom and dad telling him to clean up.
Exactly. Now, it's important to differentiate between natural and logical consequences, right?
Yes, that's crucial. Natural consequences happen without parental intervention. Logical consequences are imposed by the parent, but are still related to the action.
Give us an example.
Okay, so a natural consequence is, like we said, not wearing a coat and getting cold. A logical consequence might be, if you throw your toys, you have to put them in timeout for 15 minutes. The parent steps in, but the consequence is still directly related to the behavior.
Got it. So logical consequences are still useful, but they require more thought and planning.
Definitely. And they need to be communicated clearly beforehand. If you throw the toy, you will be placed in a timeout.
So how do we implement natural consequences effectively? It's not just about letting chaos reign, is it?
Absolutely not. It's about being mindful and intentional. First, you need to make sure the situation is safe. You can't let a child run into the street to learn a lesson about traffic.
Right. Safety first, always.
Secondly, you need to be okay with letting your child experience some discomfort. It's hard to watch them struggle, but that's where the learning happens.
That's so true. As parents, our first instinct is to protect them from everything. But sometimes that protection prevents them from learning valuable lessons.
Precisely. I recall working with a family whose daughter was constantly late for school. The mom would rush around, pack her lunch, and practically drag her out the door.
Sounds exhausting.
It was. So we talked about letting her experience the natural consequence of being late. The first time it happened, she missed the beginning of her favorite class and felt embarrassed.
Ouch. That's a good one.
It was tough for the mom to watch, but she never missed the bus again. She learned that being on time was her responsibility.
See? Natural consequences are powerful. But what about those times when natural consequences just aren't an option?
That's where logical consequences come in, and it's crucial to make them related to the behavior. Random punishments don't teach anything.
Yeah, like taking away screen time for not cleaning their room. It doesn't connect.
Exactly. Instead, you could say, you can have screen time after your room is clean. The consequence is directly tied to the action.
That makes so much more sense. And what about when kids get upset? I imagine there are some tantrums involved.
Oh, absolutely. Tantrums are part of the process. It's important to stay calm and empathetic. Acknowledge their feelings, but don't give in.
Right. I understand you're upset that you're cold, but you chose not to wear your coat. next time, you can decide if you want to wear it or not.
Exactly. You're validating their feelings while still holding them accountable for their choices. It's teaching emotional regulation, too.
This reminds me of another family whose son would throw his food when he didn't like it.
Ah, yes, the classic food-throwing phase.
Right? So his parents decided that if he threw his food, his meal was over. No replacement, no snacks until the next scheduled mealtime.
That's a perfect example of a logical consequence.
It was tough at first because, of course, he was hungry. But he quickly learned that throwing food meant he wouldn't get any more. The behavior stopped pretty quickly.
Because it directly impacted him. It wasn't just a random punishment. It was a direct result of his action.
So, to recap, natural consequences are the direct result of a child's actions. Logical consequences are imposed by the parent but related to the action. And safety is always the top priority.
And empathy. Don't forget to be empathetic. Your child is learning, and it's okay for them to struggle a little.
Right. It's about teaching responsibility, resilience, and problem-solving skills. It's about empowering them to make good choices.
And that's the ultimate goal, isn't it? To raise confident, capable, and responsible individuals.
Absolutely. One thing that parents always ask us is how to apply this to older kids, like teenagers.
That's a great question. The principles are the same, but the consequences need to be age-appropriate.
So if a teenager doesn't do their homework,
the natural consequence might be a bad grade. The logical consequence might be restricting phone usage until the homework is done.
Right. And the key is to have open communication and to involve them in the process. Teenagers are more likely to accept consequences if they feel like they have some input.
Exactly. It's about working with them, not against them. Remember, it's still about teaching them to be responsible for their actions.
So, any final tips for parents who are just starting to explore natural consequences parenting?
Be patient. It takes time and consistency. And don't be afraid to adjust your approach as needed. Every child is different, and what works for one might not work for another.
That's great advice, Edna. And remember, you're not alone. We're here to support you on your parenting journey.
Okay, let's nail down the key takeaways. First, natural consequences are the direct result of a child's actions, while logical consequences are parent-imposed but related to the behavior.
Second, safety first. Always prioritize your child's safety.
Third, be empathetic. Acknowledge your child's feelings.
Fourth, consistency is key. Stick to your guns and be patient.
And finally, remember that you're teaching your child valuable life skills, responsibility, resilience, and problem solving.
And that brings us to the end of another episode of the Rising Parent Podcast. We hope you found this discussion helpful.
We really do. And if you did, please, please, please subscribe to the Rising Parent Podcast. It helps us reach more parents just like you.
And leave us a 5-star review. It makes a huge difference.
And don't forget to visit our website at risingparent.org.
Thanks for tuning in.
Until next time, happy parenting.